Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, we want to be able to go right straight into the interview with Sid Roth. He's interviewing Tom Horn and Chris Putnam, the authors of Exo Vaticano, and I believe his other book is Petros Romanos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this Malachi prophecy that is 900 years old. It's coming to pass as we speak. And they even wrote in the book, that before this even happened, that that Pope Benedict would step down just as he did. And this would be the last pope before the coming of the Antichrist.
Right.
I mean, listen to this. I mean, we're just letting you hear it for yourself, and you learn for yourself, and search this out to find out to be true.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. There was a book that a lot of people are talking about. It's called Petrus Romanus, and it was a book that literally rocked a lot of people, because it came out just about the time that the Pope retired and the new Pope was going to be announced, and it was predicted in this book it would happen. It had to do with the Malachi prophecies of where each Pope, this Saint Malachi, had a revelation from God in which he knew what each pope would do in order, and it was amazing how it was so fulfilled. But then, the last, just briefly, Tom, and I have Tom Horn, the co-author of the book. Just briefly, what can we expect from the last pope?
Well, what we can expect from the last pope, Sid, if Catholic mystics throughout time have been correct, is that this will be a pope who, one way or another, is either going to be under the control of dark forces, or he's going to be duped. But one way or the other, he's going to help give rise to the kingdom of the Antichrist. And when you look around the world today and all of the signs and times, it appears that this intergalactic wise man we were talking about in the other shows, this superior intelligence that's going to appear with all lying signs and wonders, that his coming may be imminent. And if it is, then of course this tells us that the coming of Christ, the rapture of the church, these two are imminent.
Now, some say that the last pope will be under the influence of the Antichrist. What do you think?
Well, definitely, I think everything that we've done in terms of research, Sid, does point to the fact that this is going to be a pope or an anti-pope who is going to help give rise to the Antichrist. And you know, something else that's also astonishing about this is a 700-year-old prophecy that is in the Zohar that sounds almost identical in some cases to the 900-year-old medieval prophecy of the popes. Now, the Zohar, as many of your listeners might know, this is the most important work of Jewish Kabbalah. It's a collection of books written in medieval Aramaic over 700 years ago that has mystical commentary on the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, right? The Torah.
Right.
But in addition to interpreting the scripture, there's a section called the Vayera section that has a subsection called the Signs Heralding Mashiach, or the Coming of the Messiah. And the fascinating date for his appearance in the Zohar is set in the Jewish calendar year 5773, which began just 5 months ago in our Gregorian calendar in September of the new moon, 2012, and it runs through this year, 2013, to August. And the fascinating date that they set is almost identical to the very time now that we are electing who would be the final pope in a 900-year-old prophecy. And let me just give you a very quick reading of a part of what this prophecy in the Zohar says. Quote, in the year 5773, that's 2012-2013 in our Gregorian calendar, the kings of the world will assemble in the great city of Rome. Now, let me stop there for just a moment and point out that the only time that we know when either the kings of the earth or their representatives, their ambassadors, would be gathering in the great city of Rome, the only time that would happen would be during a conclave or during the inauguration of the new pope. And it says, at that time, I'm going to start quoting again now, the Holy One will shower on them fire and hail and meteoric stones until they are destroyed, with the exception of those who will not yet have arrived there. That sounds almost identical to the prophecy of the popes, where when Petrus Romanus takes his throne, it's going to ultimately lead to the destruction of Rome. And then it says this, from that time the Messiah will begin to declare himself, and around him there will be gathered many nations and many hosts from the uttermost ends of the earth, end quote. So, Sid, we have an extraordinary 700-year-old prophecy from Orthodox Jews who had rejected Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And so we know that they're actually looking to who we would call the Antichrist, the one who for a short period of time, the Jews are going to accept him as their Messiah. Ultimately, many of them will realize they've made a mistake, and there will be many Jews that then will be saved during this great tribulation period. But they set that time specifically for the year that we are right now in the middle of, 2012 to 2013, and it's unfolding at exactly the same time that a 900-year-old medieval Catholic prophecy is seeing the arrival of the final pope on its list. And I should add one other final quick thing, that these Jews could not have known about the prophecy of the popes because it was concealed inside the Vatican Library and was not published until 1595, 200 years after they made this prediction. So there is something very preternatural that is going on here with ancient sources, some of them occultic sources, all of which for some reason seem to be fixated on something that starts in 2012, and we won't have time to talk about it. People can read it in the book that you have exclusivity to, but it's also related to the year 2016, 3.5 years later.
Okay, I want you to take me from the last pope with your sanctified imagination, with your knowledge of Scripture, and your knowledge of what's going on in the realm of aliens and ET. Paint me a picture of what's coming.
What's coming is what the world has been waiting for a very long time. In Christian eschatology, we've always thought of a future in which a man of superior intelligence, wit, charm, diplomacy, is going to descend from the clouds and emerge on the world scene as a savior. He's going to seemingly possess transcendent wisdom that enables him to solve all of our problems. He's going to offer solutions to our leaders and to the chaos that is gripping today's world. He's going to be popular. His popularity will be widespread. His fans are going to be young and old, religious, non-religious, male, female. Talk show hosts are going to be interviewing his colleagues, news anchors. They're all going to be celebrating his arrival, but his profound comprehension and irresistible presence is actually going to be the result of an invisible network of thousands of years of collective knowledge. He is going to be the embodiment of a very old, super intelligent spirit. Just like Jesus Christ was the seed of the woman, he's going to be the seed of the serpent, according to Genesis 3:15. And his arrival has been foretold by you and by scriptures, Sid, but the broad masses of the world are not going to recognize him as the ultimate incarnation of the beast of Revelation 13:1. And I believe that everything we've done, hundreds of pages of research, thousands of authoritative endnotes, all point to the fact that we have now entered into the countdown for the arrival of the false prophet and the Antichrist of biblical fame. So this is a time for believers to know who they are and to know their authority and to look up and to make sure that they're living right before God, because any moment now, the world is going to be taken off guard.
Now tell me some of the research that you have uncovered within the Catholic Church that will cause them to be deceived also.
This is extraordinary. There's been testimony among numerous highly placed church experts who believe that a satanic deception is very real, and it is operating inside the Leonine walls of the Holy See. Monsignor Luigi Marinelli wrote a book, 1999, called Gone with the Wind in the Vatican. 100,000 copies sold in 3 weeks. But if you read the book, all he talks about is Satanism being practiced by certain cardinals in the Vatican. It's extraordinary. Archbishop Emmanuel Malungo, in a speech at the Our Lady of Fatima 2000 International Conference, said that there were high-ranking members of the church hierarchy who were not true Catholics. They're not true believers. They're infiltrators, and they're in league with Satan. Of course, that's something that the late exorcist and maverick professor, Jesuit Malachi Martin, also said. As a matter of fact, when the magazine, the Fatima Crusader, asked Martin about the alarm that had been raised over Malungo's claim that high-ranking Vatican officials were working with Satan to bring about the incarnation of an evil spirit in a final pope. In fact, Martin wrote a book called The Final Conclave, in which he saw the end of the prophecy of the popes and the incarnation of the false prophet, and he replied to their inquiry, and he said, anybody who's acquainted with the state of affairs in the Vatican in the last 35 years is well aware that the Prince of Darkness has had and continues to have his surrogates in the court of St. Peter in Rome. These are Jesuits. These are people who are dedicated to the preservation of the true Catholic faith. So these are not enemies. These are not, people who are trying to take cheap shots at the Vatican. They're part of it. And you've seen in recent news, the Italian news media right now is burning up with alleged gay sex scandals in the Vatican, claims of child sexual abuse by priests, all that stuff. But all of that, according to guys like Malachi Martin, was really just the surface evidence of something much deeper that did not reflect the true Catholic faith, and that these people have been working for some time to bring about the inception and embodiment in flesh of an immaterial spirit that would fill the final pope. In fact, if you have ever read any of Malachi's books, you know that he talked about the enthronement of the fallen archangel Lucifer in the Roman Catholic Citadel in June of 1963. And all of that, he said, is connected to what would come. Now, he died, and he's not going to see it happen in the same way we are, but boy, does it appear that everything now that's unfolding around the world, including at Rome, is a fulfillment of what some of these Catholic prophets, theologians, and seers said would come.
You can't possibly understand end times without these two books. They document secret files in the Vatican Library and belief in aliens. Petrus Romanus, The Last Pope, is the first book, hidden in Vatican libraries 900 years ago. There was a vision of the next 112 popes. Stunning accuracy of the first 111. Now, this last pope will take office for the final judgment. The second book, literally just off the press, not available in bookstores exclusively with our ministry, is called Exo Vaticanum. It documents the Vatican plans for arrival of an alien god with a small g from another planet and complete reevaluation of Christianity from the Vatican. Both books available for a gift of $35.
It's amazing what they're finding out through their research, and they're actually interviewing Catholics who are giving this information. And you've got to say, and I truly, I'm pretty sure that how you're probably receiving this if you're part of the 97% that don't see the Word of God, the Bible, as something significant that you need to read. 81% don't even read it at all. And the only 3% of the do actually apply it to their hearts. This is probably shocking to you. So I'm going to read just a little bit right here before we close to understand. This is in Genesis, and this is what Jesus said. Jesus said this, obviously, in the New Testament, as we're reading it, it'll be in Matthew 24. He's telling us that they're wondering, they're saying, what will it be like? And when you hear all of these interviews, you hear us talking about this. But they're saying, what will it be like when you return? And these particular authors, Tom and Chris, and as Sid Roth is interviewing them, and we're just listening to the interview, they're saying, these things are going to happen, and this means that the coming of our Lord is near, to look up and that he will soon return. And these are things that the Word of God said it would be like. And Jesus said, in Matthew 24, he tells us that, because they're asking the question, you know, when are you going to come? What is it going to be like? And he responds to them in Matthew 24 that it's going to be just like the days of Noah. He says, for it's Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 38. He says, for in the days of Noah, no, back to verse 36, he says, no one will know about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son of Man, but only the Father. As it is written, in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Think about that. So we can go back and look at what happened in the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. And in Genesis chapter 6, it talks about the flood and days of Noah. And what happened, at verse 6, verse 1, he says, when men began to increase in number on the earth, and the daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them that they chose. Understand this. The sons of God, that's the angels, angels. So angels, the fallen angels, saw these women, and they thought, well, they're beautiful. And mm-hmm. So you had second heaven, the fallen angels, come together with these women, and they had a child. They had children. So these children were, you know, part fallen angel, mm-hmm. and part angel, right? And then part human. And I'm just telling you what, you know, I know. Right.
This is true.
But no, in regards to me, I mean, this is something I would never say. I mean, even if it had to say it, I would say it like I'm saying it now. Because you have to prepare. And then he says in verse 3, he says, then the Lord said, my spirit will not always contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. So at that point, that's when God lowered his years down. But listen to this. This is what I was talking about. Verse 4. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards when the sons of God went to be with the daughters of men and had children by them. They were heroes of old, men of renown. And think about it. Today, Hollywood has so prepared people to receive some hero thing. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like, whether it's a rubbery thing or a fiery thing or a whatever, you know. And if it comes down, when you look at Superman, when you look at the original Superman, he came from another planet, you know, Krypton, I guess. I don't know what it was. He came from another planet. And you think about it, it's like, wow, that's like a Nephilim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad I don't have an S on my phone. Anyway, so this is what's going to happen, and what's going to happen because of that insurgence of that whole situation, and you know, I guess the daughters of men and the sons of God, the fallen angels, that's going to come out of that is some sort of being that's going to have the intellect of all that's gone before, because now, as you can see, a four-year-old can get on the internet and find out anything.
Yeah.
And so they'll have access to, and everything's being built to be able to have this kind of, because obviously Satan doesn't have, he's not all-knowing, he's not omnipotent,
right.
He's not omnipresent, he doesn't know all things, he can't be everywhere at the same time, so he has to have these kind of mechanisms, which we're seeing developed today, the beast economy. You know, as he talks about in Revelations, as the Word of God talks about in Revelation, and so these things are all coming to pass. And this is the biggest thing I think that we heard in this interview by Sid Roth with these two writers of the book, you know, Expo Vaticana and the other book that they wrote, was that what this all means is this. We've now entered into the countdown to the arrival of the Antichrist.
Wow.
Think about that. Mm. Think about that. We've now entered into the countdown to the arrival of the Antichrist. Obviously, there's a lot of Antichrist spirit that's in the lands, and all the Antichrist religions. I mean, Islam in itself says that Jesus is not the Son of God. And when you look at this wife of this terrorist that just murdered these people in Boston, She was reportedly a Christian that married a Muslim and then converted. Well, when you convert from Christianity to Islam, you are denying Jesus Christ as the Son of God. That's why they're talking to Pastor Saeed right now in Iran. They're saying, listen, you need to join Islam. You need to convert. And he's going like, to convert would be to acknowledge Muhammad as a messenger from God. And Muhammad says Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, which means for me to deny he's the Son of God. Mm-hmm. So he can't. He can't do that. And so for her to do that, and she totally renounced Jesus Christ when she did that. And now look at her life. I mean, her sons, I mean, her whole, everything's just totally, this is where we are. Mm-hmm. And understand that Satan wants to be worshipped. He wants to be worshipped. And those that are led by their flesh, that they're themselves, their the idolatry, they want to be worshipped. It's all about them. And he said, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And that's amazing. That's amazing. We're seeing these things happen so quickly. Because what you understand is that it has to be a strategy because you're made in the likeness of God, and that you have a brain, you have an authority, and if it doesn't happen quickly, you know, we're going to shake ourselves and go, wait a minute, this is not right. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we start preaching the truth, and the power of God begins to change things. So deception has to fall on the land, and all of a sudden this great, hey, we're going to do this great stuff for you, don't worry about it, we're going to take care of everything, all you got to do is just continue to play your digital games. And, you know, people ask me, like, what kind of games do you have on your phone? I was like, games?
What?
Phone? What are you talking about? It's like, you paid all that money for a game-carrying device? And this is kind of where people, you know, in the context of that. Mm-hmm. And so here we are right now. Of all the things we heard so much in this interview so far, this is part 7 of the 10-part. You got to hear them all. Is this statement here. What does it mean by this? If Malachi's prophecy is true, and all this is convergence. Now, we're not looking at this one. And obviously, if this is the only thing we were hearing, you wouldn't even be hearing this now. This is just a convergence of so many things taking place. And if you hadn't heard convergence yet, you need to hear it. And it's probably in related articles, even if you're listening right now. Convergence, a prophetic word. This is what we heard. If this truly is that final pope that they're talking about, and they did predict that Benedict would step down exactly like it did, just like it happened, and this would come in, and Malachi predicted it would be this particular one, and it had to be a Roman. His parents were born in Rome, all these different things. The first thing he did was pray with the Antichrist spirit, which is Muslim. They prayed with Islam. Mm-hmm. But this is it. Listen. And this is not all Catholics. Listen, all Catholics are not. This is, we're talking about the leaders and the people that are doing this. Listen, anybody that makes Jesus the Lord of their life, you know, and accepts his lordship in their life and follows him, they're Christians. They're saved. Doesn't matter what organization they may be around. This is what they said. What does all this mean if this is true? It means that we've now entered into the countdown to the arrival of the Antichrist. You're listening to VFN Radio. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.